This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department continues to investigate a serious traffic accident as a semi left Interstate 41 and hit a home on Green Valley Road last night about 6 o'clock. Some sad news as we start EAA Air Venture Week in Oshkosh. Former EAA President Tom Poporesny passes away at the age of 75. Tom was president of EAA from 1989 through 2010, succeeding his father, Paul, who started the organization. A memorial service for Tom Poporesny is being finalized at this time. Organizers of this year's Air Venture are hoping the event will bring back its usual pre-COVID-19 attendance figure of better than 600,000 fans. This year's gathering honors the 75th anniversary of the U.S. Air Force and will include night air shows on Wednesday night, then again on Friday night. Ever wonder what a hotel room goes for during the most popular week in Oshkosh? While every hotel room is booked in town, we found a couple of openings, one in Appleton, one in Fond du Lac. Both are asking $475 per night. Page 2, the Oshkosh Common Council will be considering expanding the new DORA program tonight. The new drinking law allows patrons to go from bar to bar with drinks in hand. In addition to the Thursday through Saturday 5 to 9 slot, some council members want to include the Saturday morning farmers market. Winnebago County has moved back into the medium spread category for COVID-19 cases. The County Health Department, in their latest report, says the county is now averaging 44 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Early voting begins today for the August 9th primary. Major races include the governor's race for Republicans and for Democrats, a U.S. Senate nominee. Early voting is available through August the 5th. And last weekend's storm caused a lot of cleanup for area homeowners. It also knocked out the Oshkosh Food Co-op grocery store for a couple of days. The co-op reopened yesterday afternoon after it lost power and lost its refrigeration. That's Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again on the Chamber website on Thursday.